As the pandemic highlights issues and cracks in the system countrywide, one area costing people tens of thousands of dollars and extreme stress is fertility procedures, people trying to have a baby. In vitro fertilization, or IVF, is used to help with fertility and assist individuals with having children, of course. Now, Leadenwell says the province is not doing enough and COVID-19 is hurting those who want to become parents. VOCM's Tyler Dunn spoke with Wellen by phone.
I've been posting about my infertility journey for the last year and a half or so. More recently, I've been trying to bring awareness that we just don't have adequate services available in Newfoundland to couples who need it.
So how has that affected you?
Personally, I haven't been able to get what I've needed in Newfoundland, so I've had to travel to Calgary for IVF. So myself and my husband had to go for 3 full weeks, and it was on our own dime. So we actually fundraised for half of it because it's almost $30,000 for each cycle just to have a chance.
And those services aren't offered here?
No, we offer some services, but we don't offer IVF. And we're only, Newfoundland and PEI are the only people who do not have services available in their province.
What kind of progress have you made, if any?
Well, recently, more people are taking note. I think that people are recognizing that it's an essential thing for so many couples, that it's not just a few people that actually need it, that there's residents from all over Newfoundland, Labrador, that need to avail of it. And with having to travel and pay for it yourself, it's just not an option for most people.
And how has that experience been for yourself?
Opening up about it has been a really great experience. Infertility is a really lonely journey. And having so many people reach out and tell me their stories, it's been really comforting. Also, seeing that the government is starting to take notice of what we've been doing is really good. I really hope that it'll be able to help couples in the future.
What would you like to see happen in this province?
Ideally, I would love to see IVF available in the province and have it covered under our MCP. Some provinces have, your first round covered. I would be happy even if there was just a grant offered for couples just to take some of the financial strain off of it, or if it was available here and it was still on our own dollar. Having to travel for 3 weeks and not be in your own home and have to be off of work is really stressful. So even just having it available here would be a huge help, and I would love to see one or two or even both of those options happen.
So how has, of course, the pandemic that we're all currently going through, what kind of effect has this had on this entire situation?
So I was actually in Calgary during the start of the pandemic. Made it way more stressful not knowing if I was going to be able to complete my cycle, even though I'd already paid for it. Thankfully, I was able to, but I have friends and other people that I know who weren't able to, so they've lost thousands of dollars just being at the wrong time. And currently, I need to go back. My first trial wasn't successful, so I do need to go back to Calgary because I have frozen embryos left there that are from the first cycle. But now, since our clinic is not opened, I can't have the pre-appointments that I need done here to go away again. So it's put everything on hold with our clinic being still closed and no date of opening.
And I understand right now you're traveling around doing a project of sorts. Would you like to explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so my goal with that is to showcase other people's stories. I've put my story out there for the last while, and I just want to showcase that there's so many different reasons that people need fertility treatment and that it's just not accessible to so many people. So I've been trying to gather stories and photos of the people who need to avail of these services and who just aren't able to. And I also have some couples who, have been successful with treatments and have their children to show for that. And I want to show that there's people all over. It's not just residents of St. John's who need access to the fertility treatments. And so many people have had to travel. So I really just want to bring awareness that so many people actually need help with their fertility journey.